Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Welcome to the movie news. We begin with the news that Spike Lee's new film, The Five Bloods, has been set for a June 12th release on Netflix. The film follows the story of soldiers that return to Vietnam to find the remains of their squad leader, while also in search of a buried treasure. This is Lee's first project since the Oscar-winning Black Klansman, which earned almost $100 million on a $15 million budget. Chadwick Boseman, Paul Walter Hauser, Norman Lewis, Delroy Lindo, and Jonathan Majors lead the cast of the new film, which, thanks to the new streaming rules of the current pandemic era, could potentially qualify for awards consideration. Only time will tell. Meanwhile, Benedict Cumberbatch's spy drama that premiered at the Sundance Film Festival this year has been given a theatrical release date and a new title. The Cold War espionage film, originally called Ironbark, will now be called The Courier, and it will be released in cinemas in the US on August 28th. Dominic Cook directs The Courier, with a cast that includes Rachel Brosnahan. It's based on the true story of Greville Wynne, an unassuming British businessman who is recruited into one of the greatest international conflicts in history. At the behest of the UK's MI6 and a CIA operative, he forms a covert, dangerous partnership with a Soviet officer in an effort to provide crucial intelligence needed to prevent a nuclear confrontation and defuse the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Benjamin Franklin Gates, you are undertaking the duty of the family Gates to find the most spectacular treasure in history.
That's a clip from National Treasure, a franchise that's been dormant since the second film in 2007, and it appears to be coming back in a big way. The historical theatrical adventure starred Nicolas Cage as Benjamin Gates, a treasure hunter who discovers hidden troves and secrets from US history. John Voight and Diane Kruger co-starred. Well, Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer, has confirmed that a third film is on the way, and also a Disney Plus TV series. The two previous films in the series made over $800 million at the box office. Filmmaker David Ayer has found a new project to tackle for Netflix. He will write and direct an adaptation of the novel 6 Years. The 2013 book centers on a man who, 6 years after a breakup with the love of his life, attends the funeral of the man his former lover went on to marry. He's surprised to see that the woman at the funeral is not the person he was once involved with, a revelation that sets him on a path to unravel the mystery of her identity and of his own memory. Ayer previously directed Bright for Netflix, and he's actually producing the sequel. He's already shot his next project, the Shia LaBeouf crime thriller, The Tax Collector. Now, cinematography fans, do you recognise this voice?
For me, the signatures are the cleanest I've seen. I like to shoot with natural light sources. I like to shoot with practicals.
Beloved Oscar-winning cinematographer Roger Deakins has started Team Deakins, a podcast with his wife and collaborator James Deakins, which was launched last week. The episodes cover topics like location scouting, practical lighting, shot composition, lens choices and lighting techniques, and of course their own history of working in the field. They have special guests as well, including actor George McKay and director John Crowley. You can get more info at rogerdeakins.com. To new releases, and first up, this documentary.
These people came into my home through the computer and invaded my domain and stole my daughter from me.
In March 2010, two American women, including one who named herself Jihad Jane, were arrested in a number of high-profile arrests in Waterford, where they were trumpeted by US authorities as the new face of terrorism. Jihad Jane tells the story of the most absurd terror cell ever to come together. It's available on various digital platforms from May 11th. to television now, and some films for this evening. First up, Oscar-winning performance by Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. Lily James and Christian Scott Thomas also star in Darkest Hour at 7:30 on BBC One. And then tonight on RT1, Brendan Gleeson stars in Hampstead.
We're going to help you, man.
What am I, your cause of the month now?
Every time someone threatens your pride, you puff up like an emotional porcupine.
It never stops, does it? Whole world wants me to change, and now you too.
If you really want to stay here, you're going to have to fight for it.
An American widow finds unexpected love with a man living wild on Hampstead Heath when they take on the developers who want to destroy their home. It's a light romantic comedy drama starring Brendan Gleeson, Diane Keaton and James Norton. Tonight, 9:45 on RT1.